Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking really about marketing, right? Kind of about marketing. My guest today is an advertising and visual design consultant with over 10 years experience based in Plymouth, Mass. She is proficient in web design, corporate identity, promotional design, and has a strong background in traditional graphic design and illustration. She is all about helping her clients with creative solutions. Carrie Ann Jacobson, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me today.
It's wonderful to have you here today. I love talking about marketing. But before we get into this first segment, where are you originally from? Are you from Plymouth?
No, I grew up in Boston, the Rosendale section of Boston.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so when did you come down to Plymouth?
I moved down here after college.
Oh, so you've been here a while?
Oh, I've been here a long time.
A little. Well, I didn't mean to insinuate anything, but I've been here since 1999 in Plymouth.
Yep.
So it's amazing that I've been here 19 years.
Oh, yeah.
Almost 19 years. Now, when did you decide to become a graphic designer? And was that something you did in college? Did you study?
Yes, I did. Well, it started in high school with my art. I always did painting and drawing and photography. And then I needed to find something that I could do to be creative with, and my guidance counselor suggested graphic design.
Really? In high school?
In high school, yep.
Nice. So you did that in college, and so you always knew you wanted to be a graphic design entrepreneur?
I always dreamed of owning my own business because my dad has owned his whole business my whole life. So I always looked to him for inspiration to be able to do it one day, and
nice.
I got there.
Nice. Now, what do people think that a graphic designer does? Because not everybody understands it.
No, I get a lot of times when people say, oh, what do you do? And I say graphic design. I get looks like, oh, well, what is that? You know? And, you know, I think a lot of people are confused by what it is. And, you know, basically anything that you're trying to take for information and graphically show it to someone, whether it be through a logo, a website, or anything like that, is graphic design.
Now, I find it surprising that people don't understand. I have to say, that surprises me.
It surprises me every time someone looks at me with the deer in the headlights look when I say what it is.
Well, are they really, by saying they don't know, are they really asking, what do you do for your clients?
Probably.
Maybe?
They're asking, what is it exactly
you
do for graphic design? Because there's so many different levels of graphic design.
Yeah.
And between print and web now, there's just so many different things that can be considered graphic design.
Yeah. Now, you used to work for a printing company?
I worked for a in-house graphics department, and we did catalogs. So I worked with a lot of printers. Yes.
Okay. So how does that affect your business today?
It affects my business in the sense that I have a full understanding of how things need to be done to be produced correctly for the client.
Okay. So what has to be done or produced correctly?
Well, like
what is an incorrect thing?
Well, an incorrect thing is taking a logo or anything that's about this big and can be used on a website, and then someone wants to make a sign out of it.
Yeah.
And you just can't do
that. You can't do it. You can't have a 1-inch by 1-inch.
And then make a 10-foot sign.
Because then it's all distorted and you get all of those big squares.
Oh, yeah. Pixels.
Pixels. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. How do you help your clients help you?
Well, I help them help me by listening to them. I want to hear what their vision is, what they really feel they want to get across in their business and their look and the feel of who they are and what they want their business to be presented as.
Mm.
And I really like to try to explain to them and help them get to that point and let them understand how some things work and some things don't work.
And it's not just about the shapes and the colors. It's really about the emotion. It's the intention.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody must have, you try to pull that out of them? Is
yes.
that what you're doing?
Yes. And when I meet with them, I try to get to know the person's personality, you know, just by how they even dress and present themselves, how they talk.
Mm.
You know, that gives a lot of information about a person and what their vision could be. And they don't even know that just by me sitting there being with them.
And pulling that, they don't even know what you're really doing with all of
yes.
this information. Okay, which you're doing fabulous things with it. Now, we played the intro, Patience, from Guns N' Roses. I love that. I can actually whistle the whole thing, as well as the Andy Griffith Show intro. But how much patience does it require on your end, and how much patience does the client really have to have?
It takes a lot of patience. It really
yeah.
does. Patience on the client end to give me a little bit of leeway and space to really work to get up to some type of comp or design that they're going to be happy with.
Yeah.
And then they also have to be patient to understand that what they envision sometimes can't always be what's going to work best. And
oh.
you got to rework it a few times sometimes.
Okay. Because of the different places that you're putting logos,
yep.
the vision might, you know, if you want a rectangular logo, that's great for a website, but what are you going to do for the small icons?
Yep.
So you have to.
In this day and age, everything is icon based, you know, like.
Yeah.
You don't need all the words everywhere. Sometimes it's just a graphic symbol. And, you know, some things that people choose, you got to have patience to explain to them, like, that's really not going to work, you know?
Yeah. Or do it this way. Have
yes.
your symbol here and the words here.
And that way you can drop things off or add things too. Yeah.
Okay. And we're radio, so we're, we are recording on video though. Now, when does the light bulb go off for you? Like,
most of the time, halfway through sitting there with a client, it's already going in my head. I mean, my sketchbook's not out yet, my pen's not out yet, but my mind's already going through 30 different things of what can be done for this person.
Yeah.
It just sparks and sparks. And then it goes through my mind, whether I'm driving home, whether I go to my other job, whether I'm at kids' sports, it's going through my mind the whole time.
This is so me. This is so me. This is what's happening to me all the time. I'm listening to music, thinking about questions I want to ask, you know, people that I'm interviewing. But sometimes I need to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So does that happen to you too, where you really have to put the pen down and just take a breather, you know, shoot a basketball hoop, I don't know, whatever you do for
exercise. I do shoot basketball.
Well, I know you have a son in basketball, so. But, you know, really, you sometimes have to walk away so that you can refresh and regroup and then come back with a fresh new perspective.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And sometimes I have to do that because, you know, you're billing hours here. And if I'm stuck at a creative block, I'm not going to just keep sitting there pounding
yeah.
a wall that's going nowhere.
Yes.
And sometimes you do. You got to take a break, take a walk, listen to music, do something with the kids.
Yeah.
And reinvent what you were starting with.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it hard to keep your personal style put aside and separate your personal from your professional?
It was in the beginning when I was younger. But
yeah.
the more years I've done it, the more you start to realize exactly what your client is.
Yes.
And you really go with what their style, whether they're conservative or mm-hmm. new wave, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can accommodate a lot of different people.
Because
mm-hmm. I've seen on your Facebook page many different, like completely different
oh, yeah.
designs that, you know, so it's clear that you're not in one box.
Yes.
So you have to think outside the box.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, what do people, what are their first reactions when they see the first sort of
comp?
Yeah.
Idea. Well, I always give them at least three
mm-hmm.
different kinds.
One
more conservative, one more new wave, one more, you know, what I think would look best, always
okay.
what they want.
Okay.
And some people are like, oh my gosh, you've nailed it. That's it. And other people are like, and then we work together to get there.
Okay. So people do say that you're nailing it right away.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah.
I love that. I think
that's
really...
And some of those that say nail it are my Vegas clients that don't really know what they want, and I can just come up with some... But sometimes those are the easiest.
Okay.
Because they don't know.
That is interesting.
Yep.
That you're nailing it on the people that are really have no idea what they want. Oh, yep. My God. All right. Well, Carrie Ann Jacobson, you can find her. She has not a website, but she has a Facebook page. So you can reach her there. KAB as in boy designs, all one word. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Carrie Ann Jacobson, and you can find her on Facebook, KAB as in boy, designs, and it's all one word. And you can see some of the really cool graphics that you have already done, which you've been doing it for 10 years, so you just have a few up there. And we talked about the first composition, that first draft that you give your client. And, you know, I love that in this song, she's like, you know, why take on this burden when my back is sturdy and strong and you really do need to outsource? Mm-hmm. Like, this is I think bookkeeping is a really big thing to outsource when you're an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. or even if you have a small business. But graphic design, you want to be proud of the image. And one of my questions later on is about the ready-made graphics.
Oh, yes.
And so what are your thoughts on that, the ready-made graphics?
Well, the ready-made graphics I have quite a lot of opinions on because they may be ready-made, but they're not ready-made for everything you want to do, whether you want signage, vehicle graphics, apparel. A lot of those ready-mades aren't going to give you what you need.
If you just want one business card.
Yep.
And you're okay if other people may have the same graphic.
Yes.
That would be okay for you to start out.
Yeah.
Which is not actually a bad idea to sort of hold on to that $20 box of business cards. And then you can start of let the wheels turn and then seek a professional.
Yes. A lot of people who do the ready-made graphics end up coming. They may come to me first. And then they decide, oh, that's too much, or I don't have that in my budget right now.
Yeah.
And they go to those. And 9 times out of 10, they always end up back with me.
And frankly, it's not really that pricey.
It's not. I'm very willing to work with people to help them get what they want.
If you think about it, this is something that you're going to use for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, potentially
it's
5?
It's an investment that's well worth it.
Right? 5 years or mm-hmm. longer?
Absolutely.
When do you suggest people sort of tweak it? Do you suggest they do that?
I don't really suggest that anyone tweaks anything if they're happy with what they have.
Mm.
But most people in so many years tend to want to add a little tagline or add this little graphic. And like I mentioned before, with icons now, people may not have had one before, but with the way technology and everything is now, icons are huge.
Mm.
So people may come back to reinvent something to go along with what they already have.
And frankly, I want to say that if you have something that you've, you know, had a simple thing created, and then you have a professional like yourself tweak it, the tweaking could be, oh my God.
It adds that like, little pop that make you say, wow, I had no idea.
I had no idea it could look this professional.
With a little bit of a tweak, yep.
That's right, okay. So your clients range from women to men,
mm-hmm.
and you have large businesses and small businesses as clients. What do they all have? Do they all have something in common?
Well, yeah, the most thing they have in common is they want their business to strive and grow. And a lot of that has to do with getting your name out there, getting your look out there, people knowing who you are and what you do.
Yeah, yeah. And
you
need to
do that.
And you need to be consistent.
Yes, consistency is huge with me.
Yeah.
If you have random designs all over the place for your company, no one's going to get the niche of who you are if it's not all the same.
Yeah. And the same goes through with your photo.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
With because you really need to have it if you're on 6 different social media platforms.
Yes.
You kind of need to have it, even if it's not a professional photo.
Right.
Because I say just get the best photo of you that you possibly can
mm-hmm.
and put it across the board until you're ready to take that step.
Yep.
Because that's a whole different...
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole different ball of wax. Now, some people are looking for trendy or classic
mm-hmm.
or lines or color. How do you help them figure out what's best for them without them getting like too into their head?
Right. Well, I think how I help them is what their business is, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you're an accountant, you don't want some splashy, flashy,
pink
new
and purple
thing,
right?
You want to be classic and you want to be a lot of navy blues and grays and greens, mm-hmm. you know, keep to a classic style. Mm-hmm. But if you're a body coach or a fitness trainer, maybe something more bright and colorful and lively, like, hey, I'm doing this for my life to feel better.
Yeah,
you know?
Yellow, like the sun.
Yes.
Like
it really depends on the person's business, I think, from where I tend to try and gravitate them to for design.
Now, where does your inspiration come from?
From my inspiration, from my business, or from my designs?
Well, let's start with design.
My inspiration comes basically from wanting to help that person, you know, make them feel good about their business and where they're going with it.
Mm.
It really, I love helping small businesses get going.
And you can grab inspiration from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, if you're thinking about it
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, that client is in your coffers and, you know, you're out and about, you could get inspired.
Oh yeah, my eyes are always looking around and doing stuff. And everything for me starts with my sketchbook. And a doodle here. I mean, I could be on the phone with a bill collector and I'm scribbling out a logo that I'm thinking about for somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot
of it comes from doodling in my sketchbook.
So many, many doodling pads.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole box, a whole drawer full of them.
Now, how about inspiration for your business?
Inspiration for my business came from my dad.
Ah,
yep.
Okay.
He's always owned his own business my whole life.
Okay. All right. Now, what do you love the most about helping them? So your clients come to you, they're like, either have no idea what they want,
mm-hmm.
or here's a few examples, or here's what I already have.
Yep.
What's your favorite thing about helping them?
My favorite thing about helping them is being able to do my best job to give them what they really, you know, like some people you have to guide them off and say, that's not going to work. But for most people, I want to work hard to get them what they really, really want. Like recently, I just did a logo for a painting company and they really had a vision and I nailed it for them exactly what they wanted.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
And they were pleased.
And now, so how are you able to take something so really vague and turn it into something tangible that somebody can look at and go, yes.
Like I said, with my interview with them, a lot of their personality, you know, who they are as a person as they're talking to me about what they want.
Ah, okay.
I take a lot of that and try to put it into my design for them.
Okay. Well, this is not something that everybody can do.
No. There's people who look at things that I've done and they say, how the heck did you come up with that?
Yeah.
But that's how my brain works.
Okay.
It's the creative part.
Now, so how fast is the turnaround time? People have to be patient.
Well, they do. And quite honestly, turnaround time is different for everyone depending on what they want.
Okay.
Now, if I have a client who has a deadline and I have to work through the weekend or work till midnight, I will do that for them.
Mm.
I surely will.
Okay.
But if anyone's not in a huge rush, I normally 3 to 5 days will try and get them something turned around.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
That's really fast.
Yeah. I try to do it as quickly as I can with my best job.
Okay. All right. Well, again, 10 years and then all the previous years have built up to that. So this is how you're able to do this so quickly. All right. Well, we have to go to a break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Carrie Ann Jacobson, and you can find her on Facebook, KAB as in boy designs. And it's all one word. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The spring market is back, and RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and love the song Show and Tell, because it really is all about showing the client, showing you what they have on paper, or because they've got to put their thoughts down and they've got to do a little doodling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you showing them what you've come up with. And then you're talking about the two different things that you're showing each other. So you're really discussing and the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. And then, you know, so how much time do you spend with each client before you put the pen to paper? With a pencil to paper.
Mm-hmm. I normally start with a pencil and then go to a Sharpie. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, Sharpies are my favorite, yes.
Oh, okay. Colored Sharpies too, right?
No, I do black and white because then I transform it into the computer to do an Illustrator. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
The amount of time is normally a half hour, 45 minutes. We either meet at a coffee shop or somewhere like that.
But it's in person.
Oh, it's in person.
And you...
Some people are over the phone because some people just can't make the time to do it. But I prefer to do in person, yes.
Yes, because that way you can see and you can kind of, if as they're talking, you can doodle something out.
Yep.
And then go back and forth.
Absolutely.
With that visual.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, I love the photo on your Facebook page of these women. Now, where'd you find that photo?
It's Twitter.
Ah, okay.
Pictures in History.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's these, I think it's like 8 women sitting at drafting tables.
World War II, making posters.
Oh, my God.
That's how I learned.
This was like, it was such a visual for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an emotional moment when I saw this photo because it's women doing drafting.
Oh,
my dad was a drafter.
Yep.
And created and not an architect, but a draftsman.
Yep.
And to me, this was really, really a cool picture.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so you use traditional tools.
Yes. Yes. That's how I learned graphic design, was typography, using rulers, T-squares, compasses, arches. By hand.
By hand.
Computer didn't come into me until my senior year of college.
Okay. So you could probably like draw up a room.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, you know, really, because you're all about the actual dimensions of everything and graph paper. Okay. So all the traditional stuff.
Yep. I love doing it.
Okay. And then, but current things too.
Oh, absolutely.
So what are you using currently, you said?
I use Adobe Creative Suite, which has Illustrator, InDesign, and Photoshop.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, now, when I was doing the graphic design, I was using CorelDRAW.
Yes. Yep. That's almost the same as Illustrator. It's with points and lines and angles. Yep.
So you're familiar with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So do you prefer Illustrator?
Yep. I pretty much do 90% of my designs in Illustrator.
See, now, when I first started out, I chose CorelDRAW because it was different from Illustrator.
Yep.
You know, I don't know where my mindset was.
Yep.
It's like, oh my God, everyone else is using Photoshop and now I've got this and I can't translate.
Yep.
And, you know, it was
Illustrator is the way to go. It really is.
It was a hindrance to me.
Yeah.
Where I thought it was going to, you know, set me apart above the rest, you know? It really did not make any sense. But anyway, so I see people changing their logos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and changing their business card look, whether it's the ready-made graphics or, you know, what have you. This is a pet peeve of mine, that people are constantly changing.
Right.
And it's one thing that I can say for myself, my logo I made myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's believe me, I'm sure you could just totally pimp that out and make that amazing. But for me, it was important to me over these past years to keep the same logo. And I've made this mistake before. In the photo business I had changed the name 3 times and changed the logo 3 times.
Yep.
In 6 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Right? So, and then it clicked.
Yep.
Something clicked with me and I knew to keep it consistent and keep it the same. And if I'm going to change it, very, very small
slight changes.
So that's a better way to
upgrades.
Go.
Well, yeah, because when you're putting your business name out there, you want people to recognize you. And if you're changing your logo constantly.
So much.
They're not going to know if that one's that or a new company or a different company, you know?
Yeah.
So you really need to keep a consistent, even if you are upgrading and making tweaks to it, it needs to have some common core base to it that people are going to recognize that, you know, I've even upgraded my logo before, but you got the same base to build with.
Yeah.
So people recognize.
So that they don't get confused. Is this a new company? Is
this Carrie Ann Jacobson or is this a different lady who's doing KAB designs? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really need to keep one element or something to it that's you.
That is consistent. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to change it over the years, make small changes.
Small changes and changes that make sense for where your business is going. Mm. I don't ever suggest changing a logo just to change a logo.
Yeah.
You know? Because that's your identity. That's how people know you.
And the logos are your favorite thing to do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Now, are there some no-nos out there?
There's like plenty of no-nos.
Okay. So can you give the listener, like, what is the number one or top two no-nos about the copyrights? Mm. Like images or... Well, let's do a no-no for copyright and a no-no for logo.
Okay. A no-no for copyright is if you're going to give me something to use, I can't just grab any image off the internet that you think is cool and use it because, number one, a photographer either owns the rights to that.
Uh-huh.
Or if it's a certain type of clip art, that doesn't mean that I can use it. There's rights and... there's a lot of legalities that go to certain pieces of artwork. You know, I've signed up on plenty of stock photography, but those you're paying for the rights. So you're able to use those. So a big no-no is just giving me some image you found on the internet and saying, this is what I want to use. Mm. No, you can't. Yeah.
So, and you can tell.
Oh yeah.
So you don't, you can't just assume.
Nope.
You can tell or you research your, do your own research.
Oh, I do plenty of research because I'm not taking any slack for that.
Yeah. Because people will get
fined. But it's part
of
my job to know that. It's part of my job for my client to know those rules and regulations.
Okay. All right. So, and then what, so this was for the online copyrights. What's the biggest no-no for logos?
The biggest no-nos for
today, because I'm sure it's going to change.
It changes all the time. But the biggest no-no, I think, is... don't use a photograph in a logo. Like, whether it be like a photo from the beach or a photo of a flower or a photo of this, because that's not going to reproduce very well in all aspects of what you want to do.
Great answer.
And if someone has to go and have, say they want a piece of apparel done, the way it's going to cost them to represent that, and people don't think of that.
Okay.
And that's my job to let them know that as well.
Okay. So whereas you have a custom design, you eliminate all of that because it's the actual design.
Right. Now you say if someone wants to do a vehicle graphic, you can't take a photo and make this awesome graphic, you know, from, I don't know, a photo.
Car photo. Yeah. You have to really draw it out.
Yeah. Because I said with Illustrator, points and lines and angles is the best way to have your artwork reproduced.
Okay. All right. Now, everyone says customer service is important, and that's what they give. Everyone says they have top-notch customer service. And of course, you know, we are human, so people are going to make mistakes or whatever. But what do you give your clients that is really above and beyond what other graphic designers provide?
Well, one thing I give my clients when their job is done is everything they're going to need to reproduce their artwork.
In a file.
I give them a folder with about 25 different formats of what they need to use.
Wow.
So when they're done and I hand that over to them, they don't have to come back looking for me because some guy in the apparel shop can't use the right logo. And I explain it in detail.
So they've got a folder.
Yep.
And
I give them a printout that explains everything which each file should be used for and where it best reproduces.
So you basically it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
You take all the guesswork out of where the things can go, whether it's a t-shirt or Facebook, you know, banner.
I will make labels that say apparel, online, social media.
Nice.
Email signature.
Nice.
Print.
Nice.
And then there's no question for them.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to break. Can you help people clean up their existing websites?
Yes.
You can. Because you can work on WordPress.
Yep.
And what's the other stuff that's out there?
A lot of people use online things like Weebly and stuff like that. Like that are already made sites. But I can go in and tweak it, make it look better for them if they need to.
And then sort of hand it back over.
Yeah.
I love that. And so you can handle HTML.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to break. My guest is Carrie Ann Jacobson, and you can find her on Facebook, KAB as in boy designs, all one word. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a child with autism or a highly sensitive child? Have you tried traditional methods to support your child and nothing seems to work? At TranscendAutism.com, we specialize in a multidimensional approach to supporting sensitive and developmentally challenged children. traditional methods can be limiting in getting to the root of challenging behaviors. At TranscendAutism.com, we provide an innovative, integrative approach that is holistic and individualized to your child's needs. To receive support, education, and resources for your sensitive or special needs child, visit TranscendAutism.com today.
Are you a smart, savvy, successful businesswoman, but yet you still struggle with self-sabotaging thinking? In the last 25 years, Deborah has been living a life of extreme happiness, and she is on a mission to empower other women. Deborah teaches her clients how to fill the emptiness and find their own inner bliss using the very same lessons she learned the day of her near-death encounter. It's never too late. Contact Deborah today for a brief, confidential consultation at DeborahO'BrienBliss.com.
When you're low and your knees can't rise, you feel helpless and you're looking to the sky. Some people would say to accept defeat. Well, if this is fate, then we'll find a way to cheat. 'Cause oh, we'll say a little prayer. But oh, if the answer isn't fair, you know you can call on me when you need somebody. You know you can call on me when you can't stop the tears from falling down.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And I love that song. Such a happy song. And I love that it says, or he says, or he sings, then we'll find a way to cheat it. You know, if this is fate, we will find a way to cheat it. And I feel like, you know, he'll find a way. And so with your clients, there's always a way. Is there always a way to figure it out?
There is. I mean, you come with some clients and they want this and you try to do it, but it's not going to work for certain reasons. But I go to the ends of the earth to make it work for what they need to have done, whether it be showing them something randomly that they didn't even think of that might work for them from my own vision of what I see for them, and kind of getting them to come around and realize that there's a way to make this work. It may not be what you had down on the slate for idea number one. But we're going to get there to where you're happy.
And frankly, you know, what is the intention? Are you digging your heels in the sand for any real reason? Or because I'm sure you're providing extra examples.
Oh, yeah.
If this is not what we can do, then here we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're get, like you said, the first you're giving three at least.
I always do three.
So and I love that it's three. I love that it's not more than three.
No, because when you give too many, well, it's like a menu that has too many things on it. You can never figure out what you want. You know what I mean? So if you give too many, it almost allows too much confusion and too much things to go on.
And you do work on menus.
I do. I do menus. I love menus. That's another thing that I'm really getting into loving doing.
Really? So are you collaborating with the actual recipe? Like, not the recipes, but what they're putting?
No, that's all comes from the chef.
It's like all done.
Mm-hmm. And then it changes. Menus take a very long time. Just because of the chef.
Oh.
You know, because they'll change things or, you know, you spell check and certain food types aren't in spell check. So you need the chef to make sure that they're all correct.
Especially if it's French.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So you give plenty of examples.
Oh, absolutely.
And I feel like where there's a will, there's a way.
There is.
And if you really want, if the client wants a logo to represent their mission, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yep. I'll make it happen some way or another.
Some way or another. Okay. Now, what is your overall mission?
My overall mission is to really help people with their business to get them known to everybody by what they do, you know, what they're actually about, what their commitment to their business is. My mission is to make that happen for that person through my graphics, through what I see.
And so basically communicate through the graphics.
What they feel and want for their mission of their business.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, who is your ideal client?
My ideal clients are people who need logos. I love to be able to help people either, whether they're a veteran who's been in the business for 30 years, but they just need a new little look.
Yeah.
Or whether they're someone who has no idea and they're brand new and they're just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to work with them on that logo, I just love being able to help them build who they're going to be.
Yes. And or another person, if they already have a logo, but there's just something about it. Like
they
can't even, they can't even put their finger on
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
And they just need a professional to come in and say, ah, and then the light bulb goes off for you.
So my ideal client is anyone who really needs their logo and their business identity brought out there for everyone to know what they do. And I got to tell you, when I'm driving around and I see my logo somewhere, I get so excited.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was at my son's game last week in Hanover and I saw a little sign for directions to a fitness guy's logo. And I got all excited. I was like, oh, that's my logo.
Oh,
it's such a rewarding, like when I see it being reproduced in different ways and really being used how these people intended it to be used. It gets me so excited.
Yes. And we see logos everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm constantly.
Well, I mean, even we were talking earlier before the show about the songs and how Trouble Me had all the images of, you know, 10,000 Maniacs, is that and the images of the elephants and Patience with Guns N' Roses and the beautiful, I mean, it's dated.
Yep.
But it's beautiful.
It's a great graphic. And it's recognized.
And it's recognized.
You don't even need the words Guns N' Roses on there, and you're going to know that's Guns N' Roses.
Because it's got guns and it's got roses.
Exactly.
But I still, I almost feel like that kind of style, you could be reintroduced.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're kind of dipping back into the 70s and 80s and 60s and everything.
Everything comes back around.
Right?
Yep.
Even the Katy Perry song. Chained to the Rhythm.
Yep.
Did you see the video?
No.
Oh my God, the graphics that are all over this video, and it's, okay, it's movable graphics, but
still graphics.
It's amazing. I actually visualize my own logo as a movable graphic. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
I don't do any type of movable graphics.
Is that something you want to do?
Not really.
No.
No.
No, that's more like a videographer kind of a thing rather than,
I could work with someone who does that to help them with the base graphics,
Okay. All right, now, what do you attribute your own personal success to?
My own personal success is I'm a hard worker. I will work and work and work. In college, I had 3 jobs and went to school full time.
Oh my God.
My whole life, I just work, work, work. I'm a workaholic.
You got to play. You must play.
Oh, I have plenty of play. I have 2 kids. Trust me, I have plenty of play time.
Plenty of play. Now, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Have you always considered yourself an artist?
Oh, yeah. I started drawing when I was young, real young.
So even before high school?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, probably when I was, real young. I drew this dog from a magazine. Oh. And my parents were just like, wow. And my parents have always supported my art career.
And I love that you have, you know, been drawing since you were so young, but also photography.
Yes.
How long have you been loving the whole photography thing?
Started in college. I took a photography class and just went from there.
And you can really, you know, put those experiences and knowledge into what you do.
Absolutely.
Well, we are out of time. Thank you so much for being here
today. Thanks for having me, Nicole. It was fun.
I'm very proud to promote you on my platforms, on my social media and my website. You can reach Carrie Ann Jacobson on Facebook. It's KAB, as in boy, designs, all one word. You can call her also at 774-283-1333. I want to thank you again for being here. I'd like to close the show today by sharing a quote from Seth Godin's The Icarus Deception. Art is difficult, risky, and frightening. It's also the only option if we choose to care. Oh my God, I've got the goosebumps. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.